Most people would say this river town is a pleasant place to live. However, for those who happen to find themselves on the inside of the walls, it may not have been so pleasant of a stay here. The story of those historic walls is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
When you drive into downtown Fort Madison, Iowa, you'll notice a very old and imposing set of buildings.
The penitentiary here in Fort Madison actually started as the Iowa Territorial Prison. They started it in 1839, so it stood here working as a federal prison for approximately 7 to 8 years before Iowa then became a state.
Gene Payton shares the story from Fort Madison. The initial prisoners were an interesting mix of men.
It housed a majority of inmates that initially were Native Americans. They talk about the fact that there were pirates that were in there, which leads me to believe we're probably talking about pirates that were on the Mississippi River.
Those early residents also had the task of constructing the very buildings that would confine them.
They dug out trenches, they covered them with tarps, and the inmates lived in those trenches while they built walls, they built warden's residence, and then they built their own cell block.
The original buildings at the prison are over 175 years old. Just after statehood, those in charge of the prison wrote an interesting letter to the governor.
They were supposed to be sending inmates to Fort Madison. That was the point of putting together the prison. But the towns were trying and executing and holding people in their jail cells instead of sending them to the penitentiary like they were supposed to be. And there's one letter that they literally asked the governor to please have the cities enforce the laws because they had no inmates.
A new prison was recently constructed, but this old penitentiary still has quite a story. And that chapter is next time as we travel the countryside. In Fort Madison, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.